Hi again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, a radio program with the finest radio audience any place in the country, our state's farm and ranch families. You know, we're brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer group of farmers who work to promote corn in the state and around the globe. I began doing radio for the Sioux Falls Stockyards in March of 1971. Little I know, 50 years ago, I'd still be jabbering, with the only difference being the reports now are for the South Dakota Corn, and although the topic is different, the folks in the listening end continue to be the folks that put food on our tables. It's with a little sadness and a little emotion that I tell you that this will be the last week of this radio report. It has nothing to do with health. For an old guy, well, so far so good. I guess the best reason I can give is just simply the right time for me. I'll tell you, it wasn't an easy decision by any means, because I've so enjoyed my time with the staff and volunteer leadership of South Dakota Corn. The dedicated staff have been so great to work with. They provided the content for the program, made the necessary editing adjustments, always there for guidance when I asked to moderate a panel or MC the annual conference. You know, over the past 18 years, I've had the privilege of working with many of our state's top-notch farmers who gave a talent and time to serve on the corn boards. Their leadership in so many transformational efforts has been exemplary. Research, for example, just look at how corn farming has changed in our state over the last 25 years, as we now produce almost twice as many bushels per acre on about half the inputs. Hey, that corn's got to go someplace. Thanks again to South Dakota Corn. Look at what's happened in the area of increased ethanol production in the state and the positive impact of international exports. I'd be remiss if I didn't include in my plaudits education and lobbying, both in the state and nationally. Most importantly, I extend a heartfelt thank you to you, the listener, because without your support, Corn Comments would have little meaning or value. I'll continue to support South Dakota Corn with my 3-year membership and with the offer to help out if needed. I'm going to close by simply saying thanks a million. Be safe in your work, and God bless each and every one that keep us fed.